matter what they tell you. Try and get a lock on the first floor.
Oh, Micah, can I wear your new gray socks today?
No, I just got those. Well, yeah, I'll get them.
I got them.
Did I hear right? You let him wear your socks?
Well, yeah. Oh, well, I remember what it was like my first day in high school.
It's my first day in school, too.
Yeah, well, you're just moving up a grade, Chip. Rob's changing his whole life. You know, high school's where they separate the cats from the kittens.
All we get is Miss Bergen all over again.
Well, so long, everyone. Brian, hi, here I come.
Wait a minute. What about breakfast? We're having mush and milk.
Well, this isn't a mush and milk morning.
Yeah. You going in your stocking feet?
Oh, Rob, if you get old man Larson for homeroom, tell him you're Mike Douglas's brother. But if you get old Lily Greedy, I'd forget the whole thing. In fact, don't even tell her your name is Douglas.
Well, Chip, it won't be long till you're going to high school, too.
Is that where I'll start shaving, kissing girls and all that junk?
Yeah, yes, sir. And you'll be washing your hands and combing your hair without anybody asking you to.
Gosh, I'll be a whole new kid.
Well.
Bye, Bob.
Oh, hi, Rob. How's it going?
All right, Hank. Hey, where are you going?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Hi.
Isn't it exciting, Robbie? I'm so thrilled I can't stand it. Imagine our first day in high school. We're really finally at last in high school. I feel so grown up, so adult. I think I'm going to be sick. Well, hi, Robbie.
Oh, hi there.
I'm Gloria Davenport.
Yeah, sure. Oh, no kidding, Gloria Davenport.
I guess we haven't seen each other very much since we were in grade school. You see, I live south of Naples, so I had to go to Westport Junior High.
Yeah, I know. Boy, I can't get over it. When'd you stop being so fat? Boy, you sure look real good.
Thank you.
Hey, did your tooth ever grow out again?
My tooth?
Yeah, don't you remember the time that you fell out of our treehouse?
Oh, that one, sure. See?
Oh, yeah. You have real neat teeth.
Thank you again, kind sir. Hey, which one is your locker?
Number 76. It's right there.
Well, I have 74. Gee, I'm glad our lockers are together.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I'll see you later, huh?
I hope so.
Boy, I think I'm gonna like it here. Hi. Oh, hi. You having trouble?
Well, this darn locker door won't open.
Let me see your combination. Oh, you got an easy one to remember.
My name's Robbie Douglas.
Douglas? Well, you're not Mike Douglas's brother by any chance.
I guess so.
Well, Mike's one of the best track men Bright High's ever had.
He's my brother.
Well, you tell him old Chug Williams is sure rooting for him up at college.
Okay, I'll tell him that. Chug Williams? The Chug Williams? Hey, man, I saw you make that 100-yard run for a touchdown last year at Eastland High.
Well, I had a lot of luck on that.
Luck? Listen, I was there, I saw it. It was just like the newspaper said. Sensational.
It's not going to win any games for us this year. I think I got this. Look, you kind of push in and ease up at the same time. There you go. Right.
Thanks, Chug. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Well, you ought to see those two guys in the kitchen playing buddy-buddy. You never think they were brothers.
Which two, Bob?
Mike and Robbie. Mm. They're analyzing high school and girls, teachers and girls, and girls and girls.
You know, Bob, sooner or later, brothers find out that the other brother, much to their amazement, is actually a human being. It's nice to see it happening in our house.
I guess so.
Oh, hi, Jimmer.
Hi, Tramp.
Well, how'd it go to school today?
Same old skunky junk. We will now pass out our new geography books. I do not wish them to be torn or mutilated in any way. Charles Perry, please always feed all the owls. And will Chip Douglas please be our stupid board monitor for this week?
Doesn't sound like there's much use in your going to school.
That's the way I feel about it.
You dreamer, you. Now go and get cleaned up. Hey, you two. We're going to eat in a couple of hours.
Oh, okay, ready. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, boys.
Well, we're school neat today, Dad.
Oh, great, Rob. What subjects are you taking this year?
Oh, lots of things, Dad. But you ought to see the snack bar we got.
If food were brains, we'd have two enormous Einsteins on our hands.
Hey, Mike, who's that skinny guy with the mustache that stands in the hall and hollers at you in the slimy locker?
That's old man Cordell. He's a boys' vice principal.
No kidding. What's he doing yelling at the girls then?
He's got a daughter convoy.
Bob, a very brilliant man once said, when brothers become friendly, the father's getting along in years.
Who was that very brilliant man?
I believe it was me. What are you making?
Sheep herder's bread.
Oh, good.
If it doesn't turn out to be sheep herder's bread, I've worn my fingers to the bone for nothing.
Hey, Dad, just look.
Let's make a dirty sheep herder's bread.
Oh, I haven't meaning to tell you. Gus has got the locker right next to mine.
Oh, Gina, Lola, Bridget.
No. She's on the other side. It's Chuck Williams.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, he had some nice stuff to say about you.
He didn't say anything so nice about me last year when he was so busy acing me out with Rosemary Carson.
Yeah, well, besides that, what's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't say anything's wrong with him. He's all right. He's kind of a showboat.
Oh. You mean like last year at the city meet when he ran the 220 and 22 flat? And the time before that when he ran a touchdown all the way back from his own goal line? Is that what you mean by saying he's a showboat? No, come on, Mike, really, tell me. You said he's all right like it was some kind of a disease or something.
Well, the way you talk, he's a big hero.
Well, he horsed around with my locker until he got it open. No other senior would even look at a freshman.
Well, you asked me, and I'm telling you, I know the guy, and if he helped you with your locker, then you'll pay for it.
Just because you're going to college next week is no sign for you to act like an Aristocrates or something.
You mean Aristotle Jr. or Socrates? I don't think you're ready for high school work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, you can go back to feeling young again.
So just wait till you taste it. Bub makes about the best pecan layer cake in the whole world. If you don't believe it, just ask him.
Gee, that was awful nice of him to put in an extra piece just for me.
Well, he didn't exactly put it in. I kind of helped him when he wasn't looking.
Hey, isn't that your locker?
Oh, yeah, but it's okay. That's just Chug Williams. Hi, Chug.
Oh, hiya, kid. I lost my pen this morning. I thought you might have an extra. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, that's okay. Just help yourself, Chug, any old time. Oh, Chug, this is Gloria Davenport. Gloria and I went to grade school together. Gloria, this is Chug Williams, a very good friend of mine.
Hi.
Hi.
Chug, Gloria and I were just about to have lunch on the front lawn. You want to come? I have some real good pecan layer cake that my granddad made.
Oh, nuts. I'll bet I foul things up, Robbie.
What are you talking about?
Well, this morning I ran out of notebook paper and I found that cake in your lunch and I guess I ate it.
Oh, well, how'd you like it?
It was delicious. It was so good I ate both pieces.
Oh, that's okay, buddy. Just forget about it.
You know, Robbie, you're all right. You're going to do okay here at Bryan. Well, see you around, Gloria.
What a guy. What a great guy. He can do anything. Football, basketball, track, captain of the debating team, honor roll, anything. You name it and he can do it. And yet, he's just as common as you and I.
That's pretty common, all right.
Well, did you see how sorry he was about eating our cake? The very best kind of drafting pencil made is a wet lamp, number 4H.
Well, it's one of the best, that's for sure. Who told you that?
Well, Chuck Williams. He also says that your T-square will get warped if you leave it wrong side up.
Well, he did. Chuck Williams seems to know a lot of things.
Yeah. He figures that everybody ought to have somebody that they can emancipate.
How was that again?
Well, he says that a guy ought to have somebody he can look up to. Kind of like an ideal. You know, or somebody he can do things like.
You mean emulate.
What did I say?
You said emancipate.
Oh, I mean emulate.
Well, Chuck is right, Rob, up to a point. The only thing is you have to be careful. I mean, be sure the person you pick is worth emulating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you take like Chuck's old man. I mean, father. Mr. Williams was an All-American, and he almost won a Rhodes Scholarship and a whole mess of junk. A father can be a real neat thing to have around.
Oh, I'm sure they can, particularly when your allowance is due in times like that. You've heard of Confucius, Rob.
Well, sure, Dad. We had him in social science.
Well, he said the father's to the child like the tree is to the twig.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dad, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I've finally decided on someone to emulate.
Oh?
I'm gonna do as much as I can just to be like Chuck Williams. Who are you yelling at on the phone just now?
Sudsy Pfeiffer.
What did he do so terrible to you?
Well, he's gonna have a birthday soon. He's gonna have a party.
Well, so what?
Well, he's gonna have kissing games.
Here it is. You see, it's flat.
Yeah, and he went and invited that slobby Dorian Peters and that clunky Mary Lou Gifford.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They cheat. They kiss you while the bottle's still spinning.
It's not Sudsy's fault if Dorian and Mary Lou think you're a movie star or something.
It is too his fault. He promised he wouldn't invite any girls, and he went and did it anyway. Even after he crossed his heart and hoped to spit.
That's no reason to get sore, Chip.
I think he's the worst kid in the whole world to have for a best friend.
Look, Chip, there's nothing like a good friendship.
Then how come he invited girls?
Maybe his mother made him.
No, she didn't. He asked him because he likes him. In fact, I think he likes him better than me. But if that old Doreen Peters or Mary Lou Gifford come to his party, I'm not going.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, yeah, Bob?
Wanted on the phone.
Oh, who is it?
Well, it might be Helen or Mary Jane or Louise or... Which one was the one that lists? Phyllis?
Yeah.
What is it, Chip?
How old's Robbie?
Well, the last time I looked, he was 15. Why?
He's beginning to talk like a father.
Oh. Dad just gave us the money doesn't grow on trees bit again this afternoon, but I think he's recovered. So why don't we take him to show? What do you mean you can't? Oh. Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. If you've got the chance to go out with Chuck Williams, well, go right ahead, Gloria. No. Oh, really, I'm not sore. So long as it's Chuck. Yeah. Well, if he's in a bind, I'm just tickled that we can help him out. I understand. Oh, don't worry about that. I'll think of something to do. I'll call Hank or something. Yeah, okay. Sure. Bye. See you Monday.
Well, welcome to the club.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, didn't your buddy old Chuck Williams just ace you out with your girlfriend?
No, my old buddy Chuck Williams didn't just ace me out with my girlfriend. I'm doing him a favor, is all.
Oh,
sure you are. For your information, Chuck's date just came down with a virus this afternoon, and this happens to be a very important thing they're going to.
Sic transit gloria.
You think you're so smart because you're taking Latin. Well, I can say some junk in algebra you couldn't figure out either. Chuck stole Rosemary Carson away from you last year. You said so yourself.
Well, at least he had to make an effort. I didn't just hand her over the way you did.
No hotshot senior like him is going to mess around with a two-bit freshman unless you've got something he wants. Look who's calling who a two-bit freshman.
Brayton, go to your corners. Call it, Mike.
Heads.
Heads it is. Go ahead.
Well, I've had it up to about here with this guy Chuck Williams. That's all we hear around here now. Chuck Williams says it's going to rain tomorrow. Chuck Williams says bow ties are for squares. Chuck Williams says the London Derriere was written by an English milkmaid.
He's just wising off, Dad. Chuck never...
Wait a minute, Robbie. You'll get your turn. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, that's about it. I just hate to see a Douglas, even him, pay homage like some medieval serf.
Oh, dig him. He goes to college.
Robbie, is that all, Mike?
Well, I'll save any further remarks for rebuttal.
That's very nice.
Now it's your turn.
Well, in the first place, Mike has such a peanut brain that he doesn't think somebody can be nice to somebody unless there's something in it for somebody.
Now let's do that all over again and fill in the summaries.
Well, Mike says that Chug Williams is just being nice to me because there's something I can do for him. Well, that's just it. There's nothing I can do for him.
Something you can do for me, kid.
Sure, Chug, just name it. Come here a second.
I've got to win this election, Robbie.
Oh, you got it made, Chug. I've been talking you up real big to all the freshmen.
I know that, and I appreciate it. But I've got to be sure. Look, you're on the student council, right? And the student council officially counts the ballots tonight after supper, right?
Well, yeah.
Supposing some of those ballots were to get into the wrong pile. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Oh, I hate to put you on a spot like this, Robbie boy, only I've got to win.
Well, why?
Those are personal reasons.
Gee, Jug, I don't know.
Well, you know I'd appreciate it. And, well, maybe I can do something large for you.
Robbie Douglas, Mr. Williams. Is Chug home?
Well, yes, we've been expecting you, Douglas. How did everything go at the election?
Well, it's all over, sir.
Oh, you want to tell Chug first? Well, I don't blame you. Come on in, I'll call him.
Thank you, sir.
Chug! Come on, he'll be down in a shake. Well, how do you like my collection?
There's an awful lot of them.
Yes. That's my prize over there. That's me running the winning touchdown against Michigan the year we went undefeated. Soggy field, soggy ball, but I, of course, did it. Chug told you I was All-America.
Oh, yes, sir, you did.
These are my trophies over here. Those are Chug's.
Oh. Brother, Chug has almost as many as you have.
Well, he's still a few shy. You know, I'm a firm believer in competition, Douglas. When you compete, you build a man. I feel a little sorry for a man who doesn't want to win all the time.
Yes, sir.
Some people call it spirit. I call it courage. By the way, did you know that I was student body president at Bryan High?
Well, no, sir.
That plaque on the wall will tell you all about it. Douglas. How did the election come out?
Oh, it was awfully close, sir.
Don't beat around the bush, son. Is he student body president or isn't he?
Well, no, sir. He lost.
Oh, he lost, did he? Well, well, better luck next time, old son.
It was awfully close, Chuck.
Well, not everybody breaks the tape first. That's why they have silver and bronze medals at the Olympics, right?
Yes, sir.
And there are a lot worse things than not being student body president. Just because I made it shouldn't cut any ice. See you later, sport. Douglas.
He's a real swell guy when you get to know him.
Oh, yeah. No, I like him fine, Chuck. Well, so long.
Oh, Robbie. Thanks for not, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. Oh, my grandfather just made some more pecan layer cake. So, you know where it'll be if you want some. Thanks.
Mr. Trevor, would you turn that volume down just a little, please?
I'll do it.
Oh, no, then I can't hear in the kitchen.
Well, I don't know why not. I'm sure the Johnsons can hear it the next block.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Rob.
You need any help with the dishes, Mike? Well, no.
No, thank you. I'm
just about finished. Anything I can do for you, Dad?
Well, no, Rob. I can't think of anything right offhand.
Well, you better grab him while he's in the mood. Why don't you mop up the kitchen for a starter?
Well, you can do that some other time. Why don't you sit down and relax?
Okay, Dad. Dad?
Mm-hmm.
I think I finally figured out what Confucius meant about the tree and the twig and all that junk.
Good, Rob.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.